God has divine timing,
and he is timing everything to coincide with the perfection of his purpose and the perfection of his plan. And Jesus says to him, my time is not yet come. In the purpose and plan of God the Father, my time has not yet come for the fullness of that purpose and that plan to be completely and totally early fulfilled. And so I'm not going to walk with you at this moment. Not at that moment.
Now, well, I think we'll find out in a moment
why we did not go up to them. But you know something else the Word of God says about time. When Word of God comes to chapter 4, verse 4, but when the fullness of time has come, God sent forth the Son, made of a woman, made of a woman.
The Word of God says, why man died before his time? Why will a man die
before his time? As I have researched that verse, as best I can tell from other biblical books, that it simply has to do with the wonderful statement,
God is life and sin.
Why would you so importantly ignore the Word of God and the will of God and the person of God and at times bring about your own death prematurely before the time that God has allotted for you to live? I mean, this is a deep verse. It is one of the important considerations.
When we stop and think about God, perfect timing.
And then Jesus goes on to say to his brothers in verse 7, woe to that with you,
but me and me.
Because I testify that the works thereof are evil.
Now folks, be careful here.
Woe to that with you, but me and me.
Because I testify that the works thereof are evil.
Basically, Jesus is saying to them, you can go on up. There is nothing in your lifestyle that offends the sin in the world around you. There is nothing in your lifestyle that upsets Satan. There is nothing in your lifestyle that in any way, shape, form, or fashion in any way offends those ungodly people around you. There is nothing in your speech that offends the sin-infested world around you. There's nothing in your lifestyle. There's nothing in your speech. There's nothing in your dress. There's nothing in your reactions to life. There's nothing in your responses to life that would offend those in this sin-darkened, sin-cursed world surrounding you. Let's go back and look at that verse again. The world cannot hate you, but we admit it. Because I testify. I say you're wrong. I say that you're wrong in what you're doing. I say you're wrong in